Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 8, we were taught that when we as Christians have gone from the old path, we might get the desires of the flesh, but we will suffer spiritually. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Any preacher, church, or individual Christian that has sought to maintain biblical standards, the biblical standards of the unchanging God, from his unchanging book, the Bible, will find that people will run them down, criticize them, accuse them, often falsely, and will never stop unless you compromise. And most often, it will be religious people who do so. And they think, this is the troubling part, they think they're doing God a service. So what do you have to rest on? Hebrews 13:5, God says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You can never live righteously totally alone. God's there. God gave them what they wanted. But now notice, they're warned ahead of time. And all these things, as you read throughout the Bible, you'll find these things happen. Listen to verses 11 through 22 as I read. After Samuel has received the message from God, he gives the message of God to the people. And that's the way we preachers need to be. We need to seek God in the study of his word and prayer. And as God gives those things to us, we give it to the people. Notice, and he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots and to his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to work. That is, to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servants. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us, and go out before us and fight our battles. Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, hearken unto their voice, make them a king. Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man into his city. Now, he's described the consequences. There's going to be pain, there's going to be heartache. They're going to lose their children. They're going to lose their goods. They're going to tax, they're going to have a 10% tax, okay? Taxes will be 10%. Wouldn't that be good here? But he says, you're going to be taxed. They're going to take, they're going to tax you and your children. You've got a good-looking daughter. You've got a daughter that can cook. You've got a son that is strong. You've got good sheep. You've got a good piece of land. King's going to take it. And they say, oh, well, that's all right. We want a king. We want somebody that's going to go out and fight for us. As if the Lord doesn't have this land already for him miraculously and has provided. It reminds me of Psalms 106, verse 15. when the children of Israel in the wilderness had requested meat, and all the quail were sent. And it says, and he gave them their request, but sent leanness unto their soul. Oh, my friend, leanness unto their soul. How dreadful. How dreadful that thought, leanness of the soul. And my friend, you can continue in your religion and your religious ways, but they're not scriptural. They're wrong. You've gone from the old paths. And oh, you might get the request of the flesh and request of those things, but you'll have leanness in the inner man. For a Christian, that means shallowness. I, as a preacher, as Samuel to those men, can only solemnly protest to you. Oh, my friend, please make things right. See, if Christians can't do right, don't expect the unsaved to get saved. However, if you're not sure if you died today that heaven's your home, you may not like to hear that you're a sinner headed to hell, just like many Christians probably didn't like hearing some of the things that were stated in the study of this chapter. You may not like to hear about commitment and obedience. But one day, as we all, we'll bow before God. And you're going to either be in heaven or in hell, but you will bow. Yet right now, you can make the choice, and it could be heaven. For he says in John 6:37, him that come to me, I'll in no wise cast out. In John chapter 14, verse 6, it says there that Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. What you need to understand, my friend, is that this is a decision you make. We may be summoned before God at any moment. If you're called there in a non-believing state, you'll enter that unseen world, only to spend an eternity amidst the torments of the lost. There'll be no escape. 10,000 ages, you'll still be there, not ceasing to exist, never able to escape, no passing, forever. Once in hell, lifting up our eyes in torment, there forever. There is remorse in hell. There is sorrow in hell. And not only is there sorrow in hell, there is weeping and wailing in hell. But my friend, there is no repentance. There's no faith. There's no Savior there. There's no hope there, whatever. But right now, there is mercy and forgiveness. Right now, there's a blood-filled fountain, the blood of Jesus Christ, ready to cleanse you of your sin and to come into your life and him be your Lord and Savior. The arms of Jesus are outstretched to receive sinners. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. My friend, will you come to Jesus? You can do it right now, right where you are. What must you do? First of all, admit that you're a sinner. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me, and that includes you. We find that the wages of sin, Romans 6:23, is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. But that's only half of that verse. The wages, what we've earned, what we've got coming to us, is to go to hell. But the gift of God, not what we can earn, God's gift, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. How's that through him? Through his shed blood. When he was dying on the cross, he was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. That's why we read in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. I can't get good enough for him to save me, clean myself up and say, maybe he'll save me now. Oh, no. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see, Jesus died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He shed his blood as a payment for your penalty. He was buried. 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the grave. He ascended into heaven, applied that blood, his precious blood that was shed for you, his sinless blood was applied at the mercy seat of heaven, that your sin may be paid in full before the holy judge of the universe, our God. So he says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That's unto the righteousness of Christ. You're wanting him to cleanse you of your sin by the blood of Jesus and to come into your life as your Lord and Savior and allow his righteousness to not only stand for you, but to be imputed to your account. And for him to begin a work of in you of sanctification that makes you more and more like Jesus Christ until the day we're taken home. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, will you right now, right where you are, bow your head and ask the Lord to save you? Just pray a prayer. I'm going to form the words that will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you really mean this, pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sin. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for me. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? You can either email us or write us at the address that our announcer will give you here in just a few moments. Or, in addition to that, you can also contact your local church. Look in your yellow pages for Fundamental Independent Baptist. Make sure they go by this old King James Bible. They sing the old music and ask them, what's the next step in your life now that you've asked the Lord to save you? And they'd be glad to help you. If you already belong to a church like that, but you were not really saved, let your pastor know and let him know that you want to go and live for Jesus Christ. I would encourage you to go to our website if you have access or if you know somebody that does, and look on our website and see where it says building blocks on the left part of the page and click on it, and that'll be a booklet that I've written that'll show you how to grow in this new Christian life. 10 chapters, questions, all free there for you. Just go and check it out. Well, I see that my time is up. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.